John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and it is so much fun because this guy is a busy writer. He's busy at whatever he does. In fact, rumor has it he does not sleep. He does not have to sleep because he's one of those creative cultural catalysts that makes things happen. And Gary Grossman was on recently to talk about his previous book, and here he is again with another book, Red Hotel, and he has done this in partnership with Ed Fuller, who's got a great background to infuse in the hotel aspect of this. But another thriller from your pen. What can we say, Gary? This is a lot of fun to have you back instead with this. Red Hotel is the name of the book. It's a thriller. Very simply, folks, well, here, one of the authors we have had on this show many times, Steve Barry, he says, dire exploits, a beguiling read, a battle of wits that heats up every page. And you know that because Steve Barry was just on to talk about The Bishop's Pawn and several other books he's written over the years. And Gary, that puts you in a nice pantheon of great thriller writers. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thanks. It's my pleasure to be with you again, and thanks for the great introduction. I was so pleased, too, that Steve Barry would give such a great quote. He, of course, I know, but you probably covered it, too, in your interview with him, that he's so important to the International Thriller Writers Association.
Oh, yes.
And our conference that we have every year called Thriller Fest, that to be able to have Steve take the time to do a front cover blurb for Red Hotel it made me walk on air. It was just great.
And I doubt if your feet have touched the ground since.
Hardly do.
You know, I never quite know where an interview is going to start, but let's start there because the International Writers, Thriller Writers is an incredible group. And let's go to cut right to the basics because the genre of thrillers is such a wonderful category. People love a good thriller. And I know that's been discussed about at your annual gathering. What are some of the key things that you have discussed that make thrillers so captivating to readers?
Well, thrillers challenge us. They challenge me as an author. I think they challenge readers to stick with a story page by page, to get excited, to invest in the characters in probably a highly emotional way. I mean, there's so much great literature where obviously everything that works, the reader is engaged, but you don't necessarily have your heart pounding out of your chest. And a job with a thriller, and a good thriller, is to keep that heart pounding, where sometimes particularly the way I write, sometimes the reader is ahead of the main characters because they're putting things together and wondering when is the main character, in this case Dan Reilly, going to pick up enough clues to figure things out. And other times we'll end a chapter at a point where the main character or characters have figured something out, and yet the reader doesn't know because we want them to turn the page. And I guess that's where the thrilling part comes into thrillers. It's a great question. I've never been asked that before, so you had to make me think about that. But I think that's the captivating, the magic sauce for a thriller.
Yeah. Well, and what I love about the kind of writing you do, Steve Barry does, the great thriller writers, is it's like there are endless possibilities to develop, well, to introduce readers new characters, new situations that may feel familiar, but it's like they're not familiar at the same time. And so you're delving into a new world. And Red Hotel is something that I think so many people can identify with because who hasn't stayed at a hotel? Who doesn't understand kind of that world? Talk about Red Hotel because this is a great read.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll start in talking about Red Hotel. I like to really give credit to my co-author, Ed Fuller, and it's the first time that I've ever written with anybody. And Ed, there's a really interesting story that goes with this. It's going to sound crazy, but I was walking my dogs. I live in Los Angeles, walking my dogs one evening and rounded a corner, and there was a neighbor from a few blocks away, a friend who I know walking his dog Shadow, big black lab, and a great friendly dog. My dogs get along with him, and I walk up to him and, "Hey, Bruce, haven't seen you in a while. Hey, Gary, how are you?" And he said, "I'm so glad that I bumped into you. I'm on a board at Boston University with another fellow, and I want you to meet him because he's interested in having a book co-authored with him." And I said, "Well, you know, I haven't really done that, Bruce, but you know, tell me about him." And he said, "Well, he was the former president of Marriott International." And my first thought was, well, what do I have in common? I write thrillers. What do I have in common with the former president of Marriott International? Well, this particular guy, Bruce, his last name is Fierstein. Bruce Fierstein said, "You know what I write about. I know what you write about. You have to meet him." Well, Bruce Fierstein wrote the first, or co-wrote the first three Pierce Brosnan James Bond films.
Wow.
So Bruce is very much in the genre as a screenwriter, among other things that he'd written. So I met Ed, and literally within 30 seconds, I found out after meeting Ed that he was as much in the hotel business, he was as much, actually put it this way, he was as much in the anti-terrorism business as the hotel business. Ritz and Marriott hotels were blown up in Jakarta. He had to get his team out of American tourists and management out of Cairo, the fall of Mubarak. Likewise, when Gaddafi went down in Libya, he negotiated with cartel members in Mexico over a series of incidences. And there were members of the staff in two continents who were kidnapped, that he had to deal with kidnappers. Well, that took 30 seconds for me to basically get that much. When I asked him, "Ed, what do you have on speed dial?" That was my first real question to him. And he told me, I said, reaching my hand across the table, "You know, we can work together." And that's how it started. And what I learned, and it's been a great partnership, and setting a thriller against the background of a hotel that starts with a bombing of a hotel in Tokyo, and you know, there's not a year that goes by where we don't read about these kinds of things because they're soft targets.
Yep.
Easy, mostly indefensible or not defended well. Ed developed the security system, the threat analysis system that places hotels under different color codes, as we had in the U.S. after 9/11, but for hotels. And what are the things that you do to make a hotel safer? You make it more obvious to people who are intending to attack the hotel that this is not a good place. You'll have a harder time doing it by having bomb-sniffing dogs and having bollards set up so that trucks can't drive right up into them, taking the American flag down, having security, very visible security, evidenced everywhere. And those are the kinds of things, as Ed had said, when he stepped up to a threat level red condition, and that's the red in Red Hotel, that his hotels, they found, have been off the target list and others taken. So working with him, I really had an inside look into what kind of decision-making goes into those things for people who are traveling. And then I put in a story that feels very contemporary, or will seem even more contemporary as days and weeks and months go on, and that is a Russian leader who tries to reform the satellite nations of the old Eastern Bloc so that the protective wall that had existed all through the Cold War, from the end of World War II to the time that the Berlin Wall went down, that a Putin-esque character would have that protective line again. And as we know, that's what the real-life president of Russia, the Russian Federation, has been trying to do. taking Crimea and looking so seriously at Latvia, which has more than 200,000 Russian nationals living in Latvia who really don't have a vote and are second-class citizens there. And that could be the next country or one of the next countries that he goes after. So all of that is to say it's wrapped up into a globe-trotting thriller that, like my other books, like Executive Force that we've talked about, and the other books in that series, really are on the edge of tomorrow's news.
It's just amazing.
It's scary.
It's scary. It's amazing. And what a great fortuitous event that your friend introduced you two together, seeing the potential that you then immediately saw after a meeting with your co-author in this. Red Hotel is the name of the book with Gary Grossman and Ed Fuller. It is a fantastic read, folks. You can go to GaryGrossman.com to get all the information about this author. Go to your local independent bookseller, by all means, and make sure you get your copy of Red Hotel. It is a fun read. It's a fast read. And I love the fact, the way you described it is that you fold in the reality of what's out there, then you add the story, and you just richly texture your stories with your writing. You two must have just had a blast collaborating on this.
Well, we absolutely did, and we do. We're working on the sequel now. I'm about three quarters of the way through the sequel.
Perfect.
And by the way, another website, a direct website too, is redhotel.com.
Hello. So let's make it easy, folks.
Yeah, right to redhotel.com. But every time I sit down with Ed, and it's about every 2 weeks, I learn more, and it gives me more to put in books that then he and I shape not only the plot, but also incidences and the storyline. For example, he says when he travels, he never stays above the sixth floor in an international hotel, and most often domestic hotels. And I said, well, geez, why is that? And he said, I know the highest height that a hook and ladder from a fire truck can go.
Ah.
And I want to be able to get down if I need to. Now, if that isn't really good takeaway, it's a little nugget. And as much as we love those views, things happen.
Yes.
And you want to be able to get out. And, you know, there's many things could be said about other tall buildings and the same kind of message. But it is a hoot getting with him, because even the last time we got together and we were talking about the sequel, that's when he started telling me about more about the kidnappings and how he had to negotiate the release of a general manager two different times in two different countries. And then he introduced me. We were at a hotel having a meeting in Los Angeles, and he said, oh, by the way, here's one of the men I helped rescue. And it was the general manager of that hotel, now in the U.S.
Oh.
So he's the real deal, and the character, Dan Reilly, fictionalized, but based a lot on Ed Fuller's experiences. And again, what I learned in that very first 30 seconds, and then my follow-up question when I first met him, was somebody in that position in international business, in the hotel business, has a lot of relationships in the intelligence community, both the American intelligence community and traveling abroad, because they have to. They see things and hear things before other people do. They need to get information to make places safer. And again, there are a couple of little clues that I've heard from him. For example, instructing housekeeping staff. If housekeepers find a lot of discarded battery wrappers, what does that mean? Well, are they taking a lot of photographs? Do they have a lot of walkie-talkies? Or, you know, what are they doing? No, you need batteries to trigger bombs.
Yes.
So housekeeping staffs have been alerted now. Just if you see something, we've heard this before, if you see something, say something. And that's something. Or if in a hotel lobby, as a tourist, if you see somebody coming in and taking an inordinate amount of photographs of a lobby of a hotel, well, who's doing something like that? Are they looking for surveillance cameras? Are they looking for passageways? What are they looking for? If you see something, say something.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, those things could be in a nonfiction book about safety. Well, they're all wrapped up in the thriller in Red Hotel as part of the story.
It is a fantastic read, folks. You have expanded my understanding of just personally being aware of one's surroundings to a whole new level, and that's what this is about. But he's infused that into a great, gripping, page-turning, wonderful read, folks. Red Hotel is the name of the book. RedHotel.com is the website to go to. And as you heard revealed by Gary Grossman, it looks like we've got another conversation down the road. But in the meantime, I want you to read this first collaboration with Gary Grossman and Ed Fuller, Red Hotel, and go to the website, redhotel.com, and get your copy, and just plan on spending a long, fun evening, because once you start reading, you will not want to put this book down. Congratulations, Gary. What another great book.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, once we start thinking the unthinkable, and I talked with you about this before, you come up with what's unknowable or what's really plausible. And there's so much in Red Hotel to pay attention to. And pay attention is what we need to do today, unfortunately, yep, more than ever, no matter where we live.
That's true. Gary Grossman, my guest here, looking forward to another conversation down the road. In the meantime, folks, get your copy of Red Hotel. You can find it through all the usual sources. Go to your local independent bookseller or simply go to redhotel.com. You will connect that way. And I will keep you informed as to when Gary will return to the Culture Buzz, because it will be another fun conversation. Gary, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you. Absolutely great talking with you again, John.
You
stay
bet.
Warm there. Okay.
We will. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.